Vicente, 22nd May 2019, Wednesday. Today's slogan: in order to fulfill the desires of the wandering souls, increase your power of discernment. In order to fulfill the desires of wandering souls, increase your power of discernment. To discern means to discriminate. Out of the 8 powers, one of the important powers is power to discern. Is always associated with power to judge. So before you judge, you have to discern. So Baba is saying, increase this power of discernment. To discern what? Parakhna. To discern, to discriminate, to distinguish what? No, you have to, if you have to fulfill their desire, then you have to increase this power. You should have very sharp power of discernment. Because after discernment only then you can judge. So what is discerning? To discern what is truth and what is untruth. What is satya and what is asatya. One should be able to discern whether this is truth or untruth. One should be able to discern whether this is essenceful or essenceless. One should be able to discern if this is pap or punya, whether this is sin or it's a charitable act. So this power of discernment should be here. One should be able to discern, is it Srimat or is it Manmat or Parmat or Janmat? What is it? It's the dictates of my own mind. This is the dictates from others, or is it the public opinion? And what does Srimat say? So one should be able to discern the Srimat. So what is Srimat and what is anti-Srimat? What else? One should be able to discern what is Shubha Bhavana and Kubhavana, means what is good wishes and what are vicious wishes. So this power of discernment is needed everywhere in life. Throughout the day, we have to keep on discerning things. One should be able to discern what is lust and what is love. One should be able to discern what is greed and what is need. This is spiritual grammar. One cannot make mistake in such grammar, and if one does, he will have to suffer. So one should be able to discern what is attachment and what is love. More often than not, we call our attachment as love, or our attachment as service. One should be able to discern what is service and what is disservice. Probably many times it is disservice and we call it service. We should be able to discern so many things in life. What is truth and what is untruth? the things which are happening with us or things which we are doing, are they truth or untruth? Are we sailing in the boat of truth or we are sailing in the boat of untruth? And Baba has said, those who sail in the boat of truth or untruth, their boat will one day sink without leaving a mark. While those who sink in the boat of, who sail in the boat of truth, they will have to face a lot of challenges. There would be a lot of upheaval in the boat of truth, but then truth often, ultimately, it is the truth that wins. So that faith in the truth. So one should be able to discern first of all what is truth and what is untruth. Just as any organ of the body is infected and has got gangrenous. So before the infection spreads to other part of the body, one needs to amputate that part of the body. One has to throw it off, cut it off. In a similar manner, if you see a particular area of life has got poisonous, one should throw it off. If one particular attachment has become the reason for our suffering, so consider that attachment as the gangrenous part of the body and cut it and throw it off before it spreads its poison everywhere. So one should be very much careful regarding the canker of untruth. Canker means the disease of plant. In Mahatma Gandhi's autobiography, there is one chapter where he said, the title of the chapter is Canker of Untruth. Canker is a disease of plant. So some plants get one disease that is known as canker. So he has written, Mahatma Gandhi has written that he had fallen in bad company and he resorted to non-vegetarian food. He started smoking and he started eating non-veg. He also one or two times stole some money from his home, and then when asked, he even spoke untruth. So ultimately he confessed everything in front of his father, and that's another thing. So whether whatever we are doing is it truth or untruth, that's very important. Second is whether it is essenceful or essenceless. Sar, asar, what is it? Can I call it essenceful or it is all waste? Whatever we do, that should be full of essence. Third, whether it is pap or punya, whether it is sin or it is charitable act. We often try to hide the sins which we commit, and hiding sin further increases the burden of sin. That's why the best thing about sin, if one commits it, one must confess in front of the Father. Confession, as Mahatma Gandhi also writes, when he went to his father and he wrote everything on a piece of paper and handed over to his father. And he waited what was the reply, and the father didn't say anything, but father was in tears. And they said, and he said that I was also tearful. So, but those tears washed away all that untruth, all the sins that were committed wittingly, unwittingly, willingly, unwillingly. And he also mentions why he resorted to non-vegetarian food. He said that he got in friendship with one of his very hefty person who said that the British are ruling us because we don't eat non-veg. If we start eating non-vegetarian food, we will overthrow the British power. And this is why he resorted to eating non-veg. But then he was born in a Vaishnava family and he broke the principle of his family, and for which he was very much repentant. Then later on, he confessed. So, one should be able to discern punya and pap. What is sin? What is charitable deed? What is charitable act? Then one should be able to discern what is Srimat and what is Manmat, Parmat, Janmat. One should be able to segregate. This is Srimat, this is Manmat, this is Parmat, this is Janmat. Entire Brahmin families, Brahmin life is all about this segregation, dividing. This is Srimat, I have to follow this. This is Manmat, this is dictates of others. So there can be many times confusion because they all mimic Srimat. All three are very much like Srimat. But Srimat is the Srimat. This is my way, your way, his way, her way. This is the way. Jesus Christ says in Bible, I am the way, the truth and the life. It's not about your way, my way. I am not telling you what I think. I am not telling you what he thinks. I am telling you the way. The way means the ultimate. Everybody has to follow the same. I am the truth. I am the way, the truth and the life. So there is authority in the statement. So here also Baba says, what I am telling you is the way. It's not your way, his way, or what they think, what scriptures think. I am not telling you about scriptures. No one can ever come to me with scriptures. So it is the way. Scriptures means the divine commandments. The Srimad means the divine commandments. The Old Testament talks about 10 commandments of Moses, and on which the Jewish religion is based upon. So these are the divine commandments. These are the divine ordinances. These are the ultimate orders. These are the laws. These are the orders. These are the highest constitution. These are the highest principles. These are the highest tenets, dogmas, the highest rules and regulations of Brahmin life, and we call it Srimat. Baba has often said this Srimat, Shri word, this should be used only for God alone. No one else should use this word. Only Shri Baba alone deserves. This is his title. Shri Shri. He doesn't like this title to be usurped, taken away, or snatched by anyone. So this is his exclusive monopoly, his title, Shri. So it is Srimat. Shri means the highest, the loftiest, the greatest, the most holy, the sublimest. So that is Srimat. So one should be able to discern what is Srimat and what is Parmat, Manmat and Janmat. And for that, what is the way to understand Srimat? Deep study of Murlis. Without that, you cannot understand Srimat. Srimat is not something that you get a list of Srimat. These are 108 Srimat. Take and follow. It's not like that. Srimat has to be understood on daily basis. Because every day, Srimat deepens. For every day, Srimat is different. Though the underlying current is same, but still, it is very vast. Yesterday also, yesterday or day before yesterday, Baba said, even if you take the ocean as ink, the tree is as your pen, and what? And this earth as the paper. You cannot write Gyan. The glory of God is very vast. So this Gyan is, this is known as Srimat. Srimat is condensed Gyan. Srimat is concentrated Gyan. So discerning Srimat and Manmat Paramat. And then discerning, what is this? Discerning, okay, leave this, lust and love. One should be able to know that this is not love. This is pure lust. Lust is the greatest enemy. This is not, So this is not spiritual friendship, but this is something else. And one should be able to discern. This is spiritual friendship, and this is love, and this is service, and this is lust. If it is lust, but one tries to cover it, and calls it service, or calls it spiritual friendships, or calls it love, spiritual love, probably one is practicing self-deception. Love is a divine virtue. Lust comes in the category of vice, or the greatest vice. And often in today's world, everyone calls lust as love. They have no idea about what is love. Love means it is always the divine love. Love means it is always the bodilessness. Love has nothing to do with body. While the worldly love centers around body. Love means body. That is what is the definition of the world. They feel love means body consciousness. Doing everything with body is love. But that is incomplete, or rather the dangerous definition of love. And that's why the world has deteriorated, because of this one reason. Don't call, one must be able to discern, dissociate, or discriminate. Power of discernment, greed and need. They say that we are doing it for Baba's service. People work for 10 hours, 12 hours, 18 hours. They are working all the time. And they say that this is very much needed for Baba's service, and for the sake of that service, they have sacrificed their Gyan and Yoga. In fact, it is their greed for money. It's not the need. Our needs are very less, but greed has no limit. You get the whole world and yet you remain dissatisfied. When Alexander came in India, and then when he was departing, he could not enter India fully. He had to go back. And when he was about to die, he said about three things. He said that when I die, I want these three things to be done. First, what are the three things, three conditions he said when you die? He said, when I die, and when you will put me on that bier, you know, arthi. So it's the doctors who will carry it, physicians, to show to the world that these doctors could not save me first. So when Alexander died, about to die, he said, doctors will carry. Second, whatever wealth I have, that should be spread everywhere on the way, to show to the world that I am going empty-handed. I don't have anything. And third condition, when I will die, my hand should be like this. If this is that wire, arthi, pie, my hands should be outside to show to the world that there is nothing in my hand. So when Alexander died, he talked about these three things. So, greed and need. It's actually our needs are very less. We need very less for survival. But whatever is the expansion, and even in the name of service, in fact that is somewhere element of greed there. Then, attachment and love, again the same. One is attached to, A is attached to B. And when one is asked, you are so much attached, he says, no, no, it's our spiritual love. We are not attached, we are brothers and sisters. We are not attached, it's a relation of service. One likes to work with B. When B is around, the speed of service increases. The quality of service increases. Spiritual friendships. But then there is a deep attachment. Let B go somewhere. And then C. A becomes restless. Or in place of B, let C come. And then there is a fight. So that means there was a deep attachment. So don't call. One has to attack very strongly on attachment. And then Shubhavana and Kubhavana. What is good wishes and what are bad wishes? Many times if somebody insults us, somebody speaks very badly with us, we are not filled with good wishes for that person. For some time, mind changes. To have good wishes for everyone is not going to one's aunt's house. It's difficult. To have good wishes for everyone. In the Ramayana, they show after doing everything, the army of Rama, along with bear and along with monkeys, they have reached Lanka and they are about to wage a war. The next day, there is a war. But at night, Sri Ram thinks, ki before I start this war tomorrow morning, let me once more again give him an opportunity, a last chance. Let me see what happens. And that's why he sent peace messenger. Whom? Angad. Angad is the last effort made by Sri Ram. He sends Angad, go as a peace messenger. But then Ravana is beyond listening to anyone. He thinks this is an act of cowardice. He thinks Ram is coward. And he got afraid. That's why he is trying to make peace with me. So he cannot understand. So till the last, Sri Ram and have that good wishes for him. At least now let him ask for forgiveness. If that Sita is back, I will not wage the war. But then he never listens. So good wishes, the stock of good wishes should never go down. No matter what somebody has done with us. And that's why there is one statement in Ramayana. Sri Ram says, I don't know why I feel like to forgive this Ravan again and again. Probably he might have been my devotee in some other birth. That's why I feel as if I should forgive him. No, he had done all the wrong things. But still I feel that I should forgive him. So, a very generous heart is needed. So, one must be able to discern, parakhna, what is Shubhavana and what is Kubhavana. If this bad, evil Kubhavana is entering, one must throw it off. It's a good diagram. Bhava is saying, in order to fulfill the desire of wandering souls, now there are souls who are weak, they are wandering. If you want to fulfill their soul, you must be able to discern what they need, what they want, what is their desire. What they desire, give them that. If one wants water, give him water. If one wants food, give him food. If one wants juice, give him juice. De jo vanchila te te laho pranidat. Whatever one desires, give him that. So in order to fulfill the desires of wandering soul, increase your power of discernment. So increase, sharpen the power of discernment. Om Shanti.